Baseball takes center stage today around the state of Kansas as regional baseball starts. Sylvan Lincoln, Lucas Lincoln will host the regional at Lucas. Number one seed Heston, 13-6, will host 8 seed Minneapolis, 3-17. Sylvan Lucas Lincoln Mustangs host Halstead, 5-17, at 5 o'clock today at Lucas. Beloit High School, 10-8, will host Nickerson, 4-20, at Beloit at 5 p.m. And the Ellsworth Bearcats, 9-12, the 3 seed, will host Lindsberg Smoky Valley High School. Monday, May 19th, will be the semifinals at 2 and 3:30, and the final at 5 p.m. Brandon Cox, head baseball coach at Beloit High School, said they've had a successful season, but they're very wary about Nickerson's strength of schedule.
Overall, I think the season's gone pretty good. You know, we've played some pretty good competition, and we've been in some pretty close games, and I think the guys have progressed throughout the course of the year.
Coach, you go to a regional right in your backyard down at Lucas, one of the unknown baseball parks in America, and the fact they host the K-18, a lot of history down there. Sylvan Lucas Lincoln hosting this year at Lucas. Your first-round opponent, Nickerson, 4-20. Their record doesn't look great, but you know down around Hutch they play a lot of games year-round. What do you know about Nickerson today?
Yeah, you kind of said it there. Nickerson, they've played a pretty tough schedule so far this year. So, you know, coming into it, I don't think they're the typical 4-20 team. You know, they've lost a couple of close games, 1-2-run games with some pretty good competition. So I know they're going to come here. They're going to come ready to play. So we have to make sure that we come ready to play as well. But, you know, they got a couple guys that can throw, and they got some pretty good athletes down there. So we're looking forward to the competition today.
Well, Coach, your hitting has probably improved the most on the year. Talk a little bit about your hitting going into the regional.
Yeah, you know, I think hitting's one of those things that goes up and down. You know, a lot of times we'll focus more on the defensive side of things, you know, pitching and fielding percentage and those kind of things. But it's always nice to hit the ball where people ain't, you know what I mean? And if we can get our guys all hitting good today at the same time, you know, it seems like throughout the course of the season we've had some guys go on streaks where they're pretty hot, but not everybody at the same time. So hopefully we can bring all that together today.
Coach, appreciate your time and best of luck in the regional baseball bracket.
It was a busy day in golf yesterday in North Central Kansas as Smith Center attended the Mel Shermer Memorial Tournament in Phillipsburg. Phillipsburg won at 322, Norton 327, Hayes TMP 331, Plainville 331, Ellis 341, Smith Center 347. Cole Kirkhoff of Smith Center shot 79 for 6th place. Carson Sass shot a career best 84 for 11th place. Corey Weltmer tied Sass for 11th with an 87. Maddox Peterson shot 97, Brody Sadler 111, and Cutter McDowell rounded it out for Smith Center with a 112. NCAA golf tournament at Minneapolis yesterday. Sacred Heart had the first four placers in golf. They won at 299. Beloit second, 346. Republic County, 349. Ellsworth, 382. Southeast Saline, 385. Lions, 396. Minneapolis, 405. J.J. Sloan and Gunnar Gray tied for 8th with an 83. Hudson Remus and Grant Larson tied for 13th with a 90. Jackson Chaney was 16th with a 91. Carter Germark was 18th with a 92. Smith Center will go to the 2A regional next Thursday, May 19th at the Salina Municipal in Salina. Beloit will go to the Tallgrass Country Club regional in Wichita on Thursday. Beloit, Heston, Burlington, Minneapolis, Council Grove, Wichita Collegiate, Wichita Trinity Academy, Southeast Saline, and Halstead will vie for 2 spots and 5 individual golfers to go to the state tournament. This has been John Bowden, KD Country 94.1 Z 96.3 Sports.